Firsties. Visit www.fibercom.co.zm or email us at sales@fibercom.co.zm. You can also contact us on +260 211 365 382 or +260 972 451 451. Fibercom, your absolute connection.
Warning, the takeover is here. The power is here. 91.3 FM.
Now you want, must be wondering what all that ringing is about. Well, the ringing is about Ichola Mega Box. So we've done a draw. Yes, we have. We have. We have. We have. We've done a draw. And hello, you're live on Power. How are you doing? Hello.
I'm doing alright.
Fine, thank you. Who am I talking to?
It's Eunice.
Eunice, have you seen any money in your mobile money wallet?
Let me check.
Yes, please check. We're going to hold on for you. My name is Cookie, and I'm calling you from Power FM, and you participated in Ichola Mega Box. Do you see anything?
Okay.
What have you seen?
Wait just a minute.
So Eunice is checking. Now, remember, for you to take part in Ichola Mega Box, all you need to do is dial *464*2#, and just like that, you win yourself a 500 kwacha. And hello, Eunice, are you still there?
Okay.
What have you seen?
Just a minute, I will beat you.
Oh my goodness, that's our lucky winner in the Ichola Mega Box today. In the draw, she has received 500 kwacha, and she's still trying to check in her phone. Maybe there's someone else's money there, she's trying to confirm. But then the thing is, the 500 kwacha has been sent to her, and hopefully we can still get in touch with you, Eunice. We can get in touch with you tomorrow. Do stand by for the Power FM Evening News, and remember to play in the Ichola Mega Box.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, Ichola all the way. Dial *464*2# to play Pick a Box. That's *464*2#. Start those points and you could take home up to 50,000 kwacha this merry, merry December. Limitless play and Christmas cheer all day, every day with Ichola Mega Box.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
President Hakainde Hichilema assents Bill 7 into law. Governors and human rights activists welcome new law. In international news, Nigeria apologizes over Burkina Faso military flight that saw 11 servicemen detained. And in sports, Football Association of Zambia FAS Women's National Representative Colonel Priscilla Katova urges women football players to report abuse.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. President Hakainde Hichilema has assented to Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 into law, describing the move as a historic moment meant for all Zambians, not a select group or any particular religious community. The signing ceremony took place at the Mulungushi International Conference Center, where the head of state said the debate surrounding Bill 7 had in some instances been misrepresented, by opponents with their intention of misleading the public. President Hichilema clarified that the bill carries no hidden agenda and was never intended to mislead anyone, emphasizing that the entire process was inclusive and open, contrary to how some sections of the debate were framed. He stressed that the youth must be heard and actively included in national decision-making processes, noting that their voices deserve a place on the table. Meanwhile, Vice President Mutale Nalumango says Bill 7 debate reflects Zambia's strong democracy. Mrs. Nalumango says the divergent views surrounding the process leading to Bill 7 are healthy and demonstrate the strong democratic values that Zambia stands for. She has therefore called on Zambians to read the law with objectivity, saying constructive debate is a sign of a vibrant and maturing democracy. She also paid tribute to President Hakainde Hichilema for his leadership and commitment to constitutional governance. In a related development, human rights and governance activist Noor Chisebe claims that the new law strengthens democratic representation, which is a victory for the Zambian people. Dr. Chisebe views the new constitutional act as a significant turning point in Zambia's democratic development. He points out that a crucial first step is creating a more inclusive and representative democracy in the law's emphasis on proportional representation for marginalized groups, such as women, young people, and people with disabilities.
This is a testament to the power of collective efforts to push for a more just and equitable society. The law demonstrates that Zambia's institutions are capable of working together to strengthen the country's democratic foundation. It shows that when lawmakers prioritize the national interest over partisan politics, progress is possible. This is not just a victory for the people, it's a victory for democracy itself. It's a recognition that good governance is about creating opportunities for all, not just a selected few. We must continue to work towards building a society where everyone has a voice and is treated with dignity.
The Drug Enforcement Commission has arrested 5 suspects in Monze and Mumbwa districts for forgery offences. According to the Drug Enforcement Commission, the offences took place in the southern and central provinces between April 1, 2024 and December 10, 2025. In the first case, 2 Food Reserve Agency employees, Pamela Hanyati, 44, a marketing officer, and Florida Banda, 44, a marketing assistant, are accused of forging an FRA statement of account by duplicating goods issue notes for the issuance of 1,050 kilogram bags of white maize to the Zambia National Service with approximately 340,000 kwacha when no such issuance occurred. In the second case, Falesi Banda, age 41, and Jimmy Gomile, aged 35, both marketing assistants at FRA, are alleged to have forged documents indicating the issuance of 686 and 625 50 kilogram bags of white maize to ZNS valued at 432,630 when no such issuance occurred. In the third case, Gavin Hambulo, age 34, also an FRA marketing assistant, is alleged to have forged an FRA statement of account. All 5 suspects have been released on police bond and are expected to appear in court soon. The commission has warned the public against engaging in fraudulent activities and has urged citizens to report suspicious conduct. This is according to a statement issued by Alan Tamba, public relations manager at the Drug Enforcement Commission. As campaigning for the Chawama parliamentary by-election continues, UPND candidate Morgan Munda has pledged to continue implementing efforts to improve the livelihoods of the area's residents, emphasizing that he is a man of action who works to serve the people. Speaking on Power FM's Voice of the People program, Mr. Munda stated that despite the fact that the former Member of Parliament was not present, the UPND government released constituency development fund resources, which were used to build maternity annexes and send youth to skills training. He went on to say that he believes in delivering results rather than empty talk, and that a politician should not rely on stories, referring to the leadership movement candidate. Speaking on the same program, leadership movement candidate for the by-election, Ntazana Musukuma, has accused UPND candidate Morgan Munda of wanting to use the Chawama parliamentary seat as a stepping stone to a ministerial position. Mr. Musukuma said Chawama needs a member of parliament who will be on the ground to understand and address the problems faced by residents. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has set the 15th of January 2026 as the date for the National Assembly by-election in Chawama constituency. The by-election has been necessitated by the continued absence of former Member of Parliament, Tasila Lungu. Thousands of new households are expected to join the social cash transfer program as a result of the government's increased efforts to support most vulnerable in Central Province. In international news, Nigeria's Foreign Nigeria's foreign ministry minister dressed in traditional